Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Hollywood Casino Press Box, featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box. By the way, we're getting a text. What was the name of the guest? Bo Mitchell. Name of the book is Grace Behind Bars. Martin Kilcoyne joins us now, the commission at 1120. Martin, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It is fascinating to hear people who have had some kind of major controversy or have loved and lost or lost it all. Those people are so fascinating. Even Daryl Strawberry, when he lived here, was just such a compelling figure because he'd been through so much. And now this gentleman clearly didn't seem to do anything wrong. Doesn't it make you fear the government and the power they do have?
And it also makes you think, he didn't get into it, is if you ever get in any trouble, you get, he didn't have a criminal attorney. He just had a tax attorney or some kind of regular attorney. You get the best freaking attorney no matter what it cost. Because he felt like he blew it because he got a guy that had was not a criminal attorney.
It makes me want to read the story and to understand better. He borrowed some money, which he's allowed to do, and then he helped out a friend. I don't understand how that... Of all the drugs on the street and all the crimes being committed, that's the energy somebody put into their day was to get a guy like that. It's crazy. And the fact that he, as the title said, with grace, accepted it. I mean, I'd still be bitter.
Yeah. In fact, this Judge Nottingham got into trouble. I didn't mention this in the interview. He got into trouble for solicitation of prostitution. I mean, let's face it. If you are Bo, if we are Bo Mitchell.
I would have sent the prostitute to set him up.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
But wouldn't you have, like, almost acknowledged that to this judge when he was going in? Oh, my goodness.
Or in the book, it's like, in parentheses, editor's note, Judge so-and-so was later arrested.
I would have done a victory lap on that one.
1,000%.
And how do you like prison now, Judge?
It makes you, when you just hear a person, though, talking about the door slamming shut, and I'm watching that show Rectify, which I told you is the guy who went to prison, and they say falsely accused, and there's some DNA evidence, and we're early in the series, and he's just been released. And it's so awkward because the family welcomes him home, but he's been gone for nearly 20 years. And you can tell even his own mother is excited to see him, but isn't quite sure what to make of her own son. And he's just kind of staring around the little town and just doesn't know what to do with himself.
You're like me. You watch these series. They're like years old.
Right.
It's great.
It's like 5 or 6 years old. We were looking for a new show, and I Googled the top Netflix programs, and they said this is the best show that nobody watches.
Why don't you finish Ozark first?
It's ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness.
We've got one episode to go at Ozark, and we've started a new series. But the guy gets out of prison, and he'll just lay in the grass and take it. Yeah. I'm sure that's what it would be like if you've been gone, especially if you're falsely accused or didn't think you did anything wrong. You get out, you'd have to just enjoy. We drive around all day, you know, and we're in line at the drive-thru, and we're complaining.
We're going to a lot of diners.
Yeah.
That's what
What's the first thing Frank would do when he gets out of prison?
I'd probably go to Olivet Diner and have the Bananas Foster waffle, I'll be honest with you. Or maybe Kimo's for lasagna.
You'd go from one to the next?
Because you know when you come out of prison, it would be like you last week when you lost 14 pounds.
You're just ready to eat anything in sight?
Yeah. What was the actual number you end up losing, and what are you at now at that number?
I still think I'm down about 10. I've put about 4 to 5 back because I'm trying to get my strength back. Little by little. But Frank used to be obsessed with the serial killers. I feel like now we're in this jail theme, mob stars. Yeah. Now it's all about doing time.
I wanted to say in the interview the slammer, but that's just too...
The clink.
He was incredibly upbeat. You could tell he's a guy that is fun to be around.
Yeah, and great faith. And just, he's got the big picture in mind.
All right, let's do 5 for Frank. It's brought to you by our friends at Greenville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
True or false, the Virginia win will bring a new appreciation. Kill Hoffman's mic.
Whoa.
A new appreciation for good fundamental basketball, passing and good shot selection and free throw shooting.
I think it will that. I'm not saying that's going to be a trend because their style is unique and I think it'll remain unique. But I think there's going to be a lot of coaches, especially young coaches too, think, wait a minute, he just won a national championship playing that style? Maybe we should look into that.
It's amazing how well they pass the ball. Isn't it? On a possession, you would see very few dribbles. The ball is just whipping around the perimeter with their passing
game. Think about it. They have three pros in terms of perimeter players. All three of those guys are going to make livings for decades.
Yeah, we shouldn't cry too poor for this team. They've got talent. It's not like they've just done it with
a bunch of overachieving.
Correct. Scrappy white kids who just happened to get themselves in the tournament game. There's some talented players. I was happy for the Bennetts. And the dad, Dick Bennett, who is a great guy, and I mentioned before covering him in the past, they said he couldn't even go to some of the early tournament games because he's just so nervous.
He wasn't there Saturday, in fact.
He's like Dick Vermeil. It's amazing how both guys named Dick, probably similar in age, just get burnt out. He quit coaching at Wisconsin the year after the Final Four. It's just too stressful.
He had a great interview with Jim Gray after the game. And I was really amazed with what he said. He goes, I can't handle the negativity when we're not doing things the way it should be done. I mean, you talk about a perfectionist. Oh, my goodness.
Good for him. Good for the Bennett family. All right, number two, did Jim Nantz miss the moment? Now, he did.
Yeah, it wasn't a great call.
I think he said an all-time turnaround, but their nickname is the Hoos, H-O-O-S. And it goes back, and I asked Rick Horton last week, after we had him on, I said, most importantly, why is Virginia the Hoos? You'll see Chris Long always tweeting about Virginia. And he said, I honestly have to ask my wife, Ann. She'll know. And years ago, they were on the road, and somebody said, what a bunch of Wahoos these Virginia people are. And he said, it stuck, and then Wahoos became Hoos. Couldn't Nantz have said, Hoos number one?
Yeah, but then he's going to be mocked, though.
I will say that he's not afraid of being mocked because he's been mocked for a while.
That's kind of a cheesy line.
He stopped doing the line, though, so I think he heard kind of the mockery and cut back on it.
I don't think enough people know, though, about Hoos to make it a mainstream that you can do it on a CBS broadcast. What's he saying?
Yeah, Hoos number one.
We know because it's kind of our business, but...
Yeah,
that was the headline of one of the major newspapers.
It would have lived on.
Yeah, one of them. Yeah, one of them did that.
I hate the fact that he's got. We need him to be cheesy. It gives us something to talk about.
I will say this.
Remember his Guess Who Mizzou? We put him on the spot like 10 years ago. If Mizzou ever won, he said, "Oh boy, let me think. Guess who, Mizzou?"
Yeah. I will say this: his nuts and bolts play-by-play is solid.
Oh yeah,
he just has a big game feel about it. And
he's very elegant, I think.
He is. And Raftery is just
Bill.
He is just so fun. Just crazy. Onion.
He's a delight.
And it seemed like Nantz in the postgame, it was with Tony Bennett, and he said, during the game, coach, Bill Raftery mentioned, and I think Nantz caught himself, like, saluting Raftery, and he goes, and of course, Grant Hill, like, he felt like he had to include him in the compliment.
Yeah.
Because it's all about Raft when you're talking about the analysts on those. God bless Grant Hill, but Raftery steals the show. I mean, that's an impossible place to be. All right, number three, your percentage now that you think Marcell Ozuna might be okay, you know, that his season might just be okay, that you're not as worried as you were.
I guess I said 20-80 at the beginning. He probably will exceed that. Yeah, although he'll still be...
An adventure in left.
Yeah, boy, you get Tim McCarver up in the booth talking about his defensive liabilities. I appreciate the candor. That's pretty strong on a local broadcast.
Yeah, I think Tim doesn't care.
Yeah.
At the age, he doesn't care.
He's in the Hall of Fame. Who cares?
But he doesn't need the job. So if they take him off the broadcast, he'll just hang out in Florida more.
But I also think...
Is he Florida or California?
I think he's both. Oh. I think he goes back.
Go wrong.
Either Napa or Florida. No, he's the right guy to make those comments. Because if you're younger, like Brad Thompson's just starting out, he's probably not going to take on an Ozuna. And the first one where he called him out, it wasn't really that egregious, was it? He just kind of didn't hustle. It wasn't real great. We've seen worse out of Ozuna. And I just wonder if McCarver had been building for him. So he was ready to pounce on any move that looked slow.
But you don't have to wait too long for him.
But the way the ball, you know, left his bat. I mean, that was a McGuire 62. I mean, that was unbelievable. That was a blast.
Yeah, if you get him going just a little bit, you'll live with his nonchalance, is that the right word? And left, if he's hitting home runs. All right, number four, Miles Michaelis hit three batters. True or false, you kind of like that part of his game. Like, pitching inside, I got no problem with that.
Yeah, I prefer if he pitched inside and not hit anybody. But, yeah, you know, I tell you what, he wasn't razor sharp. He hasn't been, but still he gutted it out last night, and that's what you had to have.
Yeah, and the idea, he said in Japan, they all crowd the plate, and that's where he got used to just kind of buzzing them back a little bit. I think if you get known for that, I'd rather him be in. So you're right, you don't want him hitting everybody. But I don't want him getting away from that part of his game.
Friend of mine texting in, Ozuna has yet to make a throw to the cutoff man on the fly, all one bouncers. I don't know.
Is that true? Is there a stat for that, Hawk?
I mean, the cutoff man was out so far one time, he had to have.
They didn't even question running on him yesterday. Like, his arm is...
It's like so known.
I thought John Jay's was bad, but good Lord. And, this is the worst I've ever seen.
I tweeted out what Mike Schilt said. I saw him throw a ball on the line. His arm is fine. And then all of a sudden, I got all these tweets. What's he watching? And all this stuff. So.
Well, I'm just saying, like, did somebody put on Ozuna's jersey for the day? I'm not going to call Mike a liar, but what the hell? What's going on?
I know managers never sell their guys out. But if we were the manager and somebody asked about Ozuna's throwing, we'd probably just say, well, he's working on it. I mean, you just say something.
Work in progress.
Neutral. You couldn't find a way to praise him, I don't think, at this point. All right, number five, Darren Revelle had a picture he tweeted out. And I don't know if it was the last row of U.S. Bank Stadium, but it was certainly way back. And he said, it's great to have these numbers. What was it, 72,000 at the game last night? It was some insane number attended. And he said, but it's a bit disingenuous to sell this as a seat. My question is, would you go to that game if you knew you had a terrible seat? I think if you're a really casual fan, you might just be having beer saying, you just want to be in the building. You may not care. But if you look at the picture, they don't even look like ants on the floor. You're so far away. So my question is, and for our texters too, would you go, even if your seat is horrific, just to say you got to go to the national championship game?
No.
You'd rather be at home watching it?
I'd have to be a fan of Virginia or Texas Tech. Because then if my team won, I could say I was there.
You want to be in the building.
But that's it.
It's funny because I was thinking the opposite. If I didn't really care about the outcome, I would take that crappy seat and just kind of hang out and just high five and just be there. Because if I'm a Virginia fan, I think I got to see each play. If I don't have a good seat, I got to be sitting at home.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people probably went just to say they were there. I mean, I think it was 72,000. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
Gosh. And all that money divvied up with the players after the game?
I know.
Winner's share?
My joke on Twitter was, so and went to overtime, was for the NCAA, all basketball is free basketball.
Ooh. Wow. And, of course, when Tony Bennett said Rocky, I said to myself, this will be in the monologue. I did. I said, this will be in the monologue. He's just the coolest guy. He was an assistant for his dad at Wisconsin. We used to have him on, like, pre-games, and you could just tell he was going to be, I don't know if you thought the next big thing, but you knew he was going to be a legit D1 coach.
And I actually saw him play. I think we were in Ogden, Utah. I was covering Missouri in an NCAA regional, and he was playing for Wisconsin Green Bay, and he was an unbelievable player. Like, he was like John Stockton, you know, in the collegiate level, and he actually played – course in the NBA for a while, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, that might have been the year too. They knocked off Jason Kidd and Cal one of those years.
Yeah, that was the year.
At Green Bay.
Yeah.
They took out Cal in the first round playing for his dad.
He played in the NBA.
Yeah, 3 years with the Charlotte Hornets from 92 to 95, averaged three and a half points, 2 assists per game.
And what did he
played 152 games
in his college career? He had to have been. How about this? He was 53% from three in his junior season. I mean, if you shoot 40, that's really good. Player of the year in his conference, he had to score like
twice,
1500 to 2000 points.
He's just the real deal. He's a real earnest guy.
22.
Oh my god!
And also had 600 assists.
And you could see him going into a family's living room and making the pitch. Virginia's a great school, but also he's just a...
Oh, my God.
And my mom kept texting, what a handsome fella. What a handsome fella. And I'm like, but you put him in the living room with the parents, and now he's got the winning resume for the kids. I would think he could get... I know it's tough to get in there. They're going to get some players over there. And they have. That's the whole thing, is they're not a bunch of scrappy kids.
Yeah, Bonique
kids.
Said he was good-looking, too, and I immediately said he was...
On 584 career threes in college, he hit 49.7%.
Wow.
From deep.
Monique goes on.
That's sick right there.
Monique says, he's married, Frank, with three kids. Yeah, you can't trust the internet. You can't trust the internet.
It's a beard. All right. Anything else there on that end?
That'll do it. Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, greenville.edu.
Let's see. Oh, before we go to break, quick word about Hollywood Casino. If you're looking for a place to watch the games this weekend, the Cardinals playing in Mexico, how about a front row seat at 99 Hops House where you can sample some of their 99 different beers, have some great food, do a little people watching, and then maybe have a little dinner at Final Cut Steakhouse, do a little gambling, or you can stay at some of their newly refurbished rooms. Hollywood Casino, our title sponsor. We'll take a break. The Commish, the Hall of Famer, next.